With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. The 2017 Census of Agriculture was released last week. But what will the next Census of Agriculture show in 2022? The USDA's Joe Parsons says they're already looking for feedback.
Planning for the 2022 Census of Agriculture, we've already begun that process. One of the first things that we do is that we certainly look back at 2017 and look at the things that worked and maybe some things where we had opportunities for improvement. Right now, we're soliciting feedback from our stakeholders to take in that feedback and use that in consideration about putting the 2022 Census of Agriculture together. So on our website, you'll find a link for on the Ag Census part of the website to solicitation for input, and we look forward to having that input and using it to guide the decisions going into 2022. And by the way, anytime that we conduct the Census of Agriculture, one of the challenges is to have the most complete list possible. We're able to make adjustments for those that we miss or even those that we don't get a complete response from, but there's nothing more effective than having properly reported data. And so if you're a new or beginning producer and you were not counted in the directly counted in the 2017 Census of Agriculture, we'd love to hear from you. That we have a link on our website where you can sign up and make sure to be counted.
Among the findings of this year's Census of Agriculture shows the number of total land devoted to agriculture use continues to decline, and the number of farms is also declining. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.